Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sora, Malka, Basar, Bitzchak. Today we find ourselves in Masechta Tevul Yom. Tevul Yom, of course, again, the issues that come up when a person who is Tamei and just went through the Tara process and is now just awaiting the final steps, just awaiting the setting of the sun for him to be able to be considered Tara, and he touches stuff supposed to be Torah, that's supposed to be Kadosh. So today, we begin with our discussion about Babua Shebechavish Shanikav. What if we have a bubble in the wall of a barrel that was punctured, right? What does that mean? It's an earthenware jug. It's a Kli Cheres. And in the process of firing, there was like a bubble that came along and it popped. Think about a piece of bubble gum that pops open. And yeah, you know, you have the part on top that's hanging out over the top of your face, over your nose, and the part on the bottom that's hanging over your bottom lip down to your chin, and then there's the hole in the middle. That's the same thing. Now, just think about that in a jug, right? And it's bein mi bifnim, bein mi bachutz. It doesn't matter whether it's on the inside or the outside side. Bein melmala, bein mamata. It doesn't matter whether it's on the top or the bottom. If the holes are opposite one another, if they literally fold out one on top of the other, Tamei b'Avat Tumah, it's going to take on a status of Tumah with an Avat Tumah. That is to say, if it's touched by an Avat Tumah, it's going to be Tamei. V'Tamei b'Ohel Mason, also, if that protrusion happens to be on top of inside a tent where there is a mace inside, even though the majority of the jug is not, the tumah is going to go through there, and it's going to create a tumah. Haptimi melmatan v'achitzon melmalan. If it has an overbite, think of an overbite where the top bubble oversees the bottom, like an overbite on a mouth that could use some good orthodontics. So tamei be'avat tumah, v'tamei be'ohel mace. It's going to be also become tamei when touched. And it's going to also be tummy with all amaze. But if it's an underbite where the bottom jaw is all the way out, or the bottom part of the lip is all the way out, habnimi melmalan v'achitzon melmatan, right? Torah b'avatumah, it's going to be Torah with avatumah because it's not going to be considered having gone into the airspace. But tummy b'olamaze, the all amaze part is going to, the fact that it's in a tent with a mace, it's still going to get caught and caught inside, and it's going to be able to create a situation of tumah. Kol yedos ha'ochlim shem chibur b'avat tumah chibur b'tvul yom. If you have a handle of food, what's a classic example? A stem from fruit, an apple stem. So it's also going to be considered an attachment by an avat tumah. If the avat tumah touches the stem, it's like he's touching the apple itself. So too, if it's if a tvul yom touches the stem, it's also going to be considered as though touched by the tvul yom. So if the apple was a truma apple, it's going to be ruined in such a situation. Ochel shenifras. What if you have a piece of fruit that's separated into two parts, right? Uma ora miktas, but it's still partially attached together. So the Mishnah says, "Remeir omer moches bagadol." If he's holding onto the larger piece, v'akatan ole imo, and the smaller piece moves along with it, and it's so therefore it's not divided at all. Hariu kamo, we treat it the same way. But Rabbi Yehuda omer, and so therefore, if the tvul yom touches one, he will have ruined the other half as well, right? Or the other part as well. Rabbi Yehuda omer moches bakatan bagadol ole imo hariu kamo. Even if he takes the smaller part, and the larger part moves with it, it's still considered attached. Nechemya omer betar, he says, if the part that he didn't touch, whether it's larger or smaller, if he holds it, and the tummy part goes with it, so then they're both going to be tummy. Chachamim omer betame, we try to figure it out. The Chachamim say, if he holds onto the tummy part and the Torah part moves along with it, so then it's going to be tamei. But otherwise, it's not going to be the Torah part's not going to be tamei, and that's the way we paskin la halacha. Usha kol la'ochlim, but when we're dealing with other types of vegetables, eshedar kol lechos ba'ala, when we carry it by its leaf, and then what happens? Ochez oso ba'ala. So if he gets it with the leaf, then it's going to be attached. But if it doesn't move together with the leaf, so then the vegetable itself is going to be considered tar. Ubakelach, and something that's more stalk-oriented, where you carry, when it's normally carried by the stalk, we take a look at the stalk, and we see whatever moves together with the stalk, that's going to be considered tameh, but things that don't normally move with the stalk, those things are not going to be considered tameh. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.